let's do a bit of background. So this adventure is called Oath of Blood. It is the second scenario in Blood Brothers. Your characters, the investigators, are medium-level mafia enforcers in New York City around 1929. So you are basically, you know, made men. You have the full support of a large and powerful organized crime syndicate behind you. What that basically means is you're fairly free to do what you like, as long as you're performing these activities for the benefit of the family. So whatever you do on family business, you can be fairly sure that you're not going to suffer any serious repercussions from it. Of course, if you go around and start just picking random fights and really stepping beyond what's appropriate, then the family will withdraw their protection. So that's rather nice for you. Whether give more background now or build it up as we go along. So your direct boss is called Dutch Schultz, and he's basically head of a bootlegging and protection rackets. He's a mean-spirited and vicious criminal, and he controls the people below him with money and bullets. He buys compliance from local authorities when he can, and murders those that are in his way when he can't. Now, some of you may not have met him before, but at the beginning of the adventure, you've been summoned to meet him. So maybe you've met him before, maybe you haven't. But either way, this will be your opportunity to impress him with your loyalty and ability, and to assure your advancement and continued survival. So it's a bright early morning in New York City, and you've been summoned to Floyd's Barbershop. Do you want to introduce your characters before we continue?
Yep. Dan, do you want to go first?
Sure. I am playing Brian O'Reilly. He is mid-20s, general bruiser type fella. Good size, you know, fairly big and strong, and been known to tinker a little bit with, the cars, making sure, the boss's stuff is working. He's always shown to be very loyal to Dutch.
I'm Harold Cupperton. Early 30s, also quite a bruiser, very strong and fit gentleman, who currently works for the organization as an enforcer.
Okay. So you make your way to the barbershop, and you walk in the door, you see two sort of thugs that you recognize. They are the brothers, the Carpisi brothers, Vito and Vinny. And you've known them for a while. They've worked with you. Vito is a bit dim. His brother keeps saying that he was smashed in the head with a brick when he was a child. And they're always together. They're kind of inseparable. But Vinny looks at you as you come in, and he says, "Ah, you're finally here. Oh, the boss is in a terrible mood. Don't keep him waiting. Did you hear about what happened last night?"
"No. What?"
"No."
Bastard's got the Booker brothers. Yeah, okay. It was a bloodbath, apparently. Anyway, boss wants you to, well, I'll let the boss explain that. And he gestures to the back.
Well, I'll head to the back.
So you see the boss, Dutch Schultz. He's reclining in a barber chair. He has the burning end of a cigar poking out from just a small gap in the hot towels wrapped around his face. Two assistants and bodyguards sit nearby. One sort of just reading the sports section. The other's just got his beady little eyes on you. After a few moments, he says in a sort of muffled voice, "I've got a special job for you boys." The barber pulls the towels away. "Just isn't right. Isn't right that businessmen should treat each other this way." And you see he's kind of getting red in the face and getting a bit angry. He explains that basically last night, the Booker brothers, two sort of people around your level in the organization, were just gruesomely butchered outside a restaurant last night. It's O'Flanahan's restaurant. And he says, "I want you to find the people who did this to Joey and Frank and do the same thing back to them. You understand?"
"Yes, sir."
"Okay. Indeed."
You've got the full backing of the whole organization. So, you know, whatever you need, you come to me and I'll get it for you. I want these people and I want them to suffer. He sort of gestures and gives the impression that this conversation is now over. But before you go, he says, "Keep me up to date. I want to report every morning, okay?"
"Yes, sir."
"Go and find those bastards." Take the idiot twins out front. They might come in useful."
"Will do." Okay, so probably start with wherever the brothers got killed and try and work our way back from there.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to take Vito and Vinny along with you?
Oh. Boss says to, then That's what we do.
Excellent, okay. And, yeah, you can easily get a... get a suitable vehicle to drive you around. So you're going to head to O'Flanahan's first?
Unless we got any other ideas.
So can you give us a heads up on what happened to the brothers?
Speaking Who are you asking this to?
To the two out front. The brothers, okay. The other two brothers.
Let's just see, what do they know? Just a second. They have just heard, you know, pretty much the same as you, that they were assassinated by some of the newcomers, as they call them. You don't need to make a roll for this, because you know that... basically, there's several other groups, mobs, syndicates, whatever you want to call them, in New York. But you know, you're fairly stable at the moment. There aren't any really big turf wars going on. You each have your own territory, and it's a relative period of peace between the established organizations. But there is this new organization that's come onto the scene. No one really knows a lot about them. Make a no roll.
99.
Yeah, you're fairly sure then that they are Canadian mobsters.
Nope, just missed it.
Okay, and you haven't really heard a lot about them, but it's a bit worrying because they've been expanding a bit too quickly, and anyway, the word is that these newcomers were behind the assassination of the Booker brothers.
Okay.
I think first go to the Booker brothers' house and see. Or the place where they were killed.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking is, you know, we figure it's probably these newcomers, but we really can't know for sure. So
mm-hmm.
We should.
So the restaurant, O'Flanahan's, that was mentioned, you know of this. So it's a very popular with people in your organization. It's a Brooklyn Irish pub and restaurant. It's managed by Sean O'Flanahan, who's a bit of a drunk, but he's doing okay as he's friendly with the organization. So, you know, the brothers probably would have felt at home and at ease here. So it's all the more alarming for you that this new mob has actually had the audacity to come and, you know, assassinate people on your own territory.
Yeah. Yeah, having these new clones come in and start trying to take such heavy-handed tactics is just not the way you do business.
Well, they seem to be acting like they want a war, the way they are going about things.
Yeah, I get the impression they've completely underestimated what they're setting themselves up for.
Indeed. Shall we go to the pub?
Yeah.
Speak to the owner. He might be able to give us a description of some of the people.
Yep.
Okay, so you drive over there, and it's now about 10 a.m., and it's closed because it doesn't open until 11, but you know there are going to be people inside getting ready for when it opens.
Well, I'll walk up and start banging on the door.
Okay. A few moments later, a voice from... I'm coming. Who is it? What do you want?
It's Harold Coppertant.
Open the door.
Sorry. No, you hear a click and the door opens up. It's O'Flanahan. And, sorry. I didn't realize it was, did the boss send you?
Yep, we're on business.
Okay, well, anything you want. On the house, of course. Come in.
We're going to make
psychology rolls if you can.
Okay.
What space?
Good question.
I rolled 06.
Ooh.
Well, that might do it.
Yeah, I definitely did not.
Okay. I mean, you probably didn't actually need a psychology roll, but why not?
To tell that he's scared.
He's nervous and scared, yes. In fact, Harold, you know that you're fairly sure that he's terrified that he's going to be in trouble for the death of the Booker brothers. He even though you're fairly confident he had nothing to do with it.
Well, I'll pat him on the shoulder as we walk past and into the pub.
Okay. What can I tell you, gentlemen?
We need to know what you've heard about the what went down with the bookers.
Well, it was a busy night. The brothers came in, sat down at their usual table, ordered their usual dinner, T-bone steak.
Anybody join them?
Didn't. I wasn't really paying attention. Billy might have noticed something. He points out a young boy, sort of over in the corner.
Well, I'll whistle to the kid.
Okay.
And motion for him to come over.
He virtually runs over. Yes, sir?
What did you notice last night?
Oh, well, I found the bodies.
Did you see anybody with them when they were having dinner?
Not really. I mean, I'm really busy, so I don't really have time to, you know, I've got plates to clean and chores to do. The waitress, Louise, she would have seen them, but I just saw the bodies. Oh, it was terrible. And he sort of gestures out to the back of the restaurant. Yeah, I found them outside.
In the
gutted
alley?
Completely. Yeah, yeah.
Gutted.
I lost my dinner. Ugh.
They were gutted.
Is waitress around now? Is she not in yet?
If you ask Flanahan, he will say no. She doesn't start until later. So
okay,
she does the night shift.
Then let's go ahead and take a look at what we can actually, you know, look into now. So. Okay, kid, go ahead and take us to where you found where they were.
Okay, yes, yeah, follow me. It's just out the back, and he takes you through the kitchen, and there's a back door. And you are in a rather typical New York City alley. There are trash bags everywhere. You know, flies buzzing around, it stinks. Obviously there are no bodies, they've been taken away and
yeah, I would imagine there'd probably still be a lot of stains, and I mean if they were like eviscerated, then
make a spot hidden roll.
Okay. 38 success.
And success from me too.
The scenario calls for it, but I think, yeah, I would have given you that anyway because you mentioned it. The trash should be soaked in blood if they died the way the busboy described it, but there is no blood anywhere to be seen. It's disgusting and dirty.
Yep. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's disgusting and dirty, but it's not covered in blood.
Well, I'll turn to the kid. I thought you said they all killed you.
They were, yeah. Just lying there. Oh, guts all over the place. What?
Where's the blood? If they were killed here, there would be blood. I've seen gut wounds from the war. And there would be blood.
Does a double take and looks down at the floor and looks back at you. Well, that's really strange. Now that you mention it, there wasn't any blood. I mean, but
so they were split open and their guts are hanging out, but there was no blood anywhere?
I don't know what to say. It's just, I was so disgusted at the scene. Yeah, I didn't really think to. Oh. How could they have done that? This kid looks utterly confused. He's not deceiving you. He is telling the truth.
Okay. Well, they must not have been killed here. Did you see them come out the back?
Well, I remember them in the restaurant. I saw them, but I didn't see them leave. I remember Louise, the waitress. She was complaining. She said that they left without paying. And it was only shortly after that I came out with a load of trash and found them.
Okay. Which means that she probably saw them leaving. And that'll tell us if they were with anybody else. Yeah, this is a really weird
Sorry, Mr. O'Reilly, I think we should possibly get this Louise's address and go and speak with her.
I agree.
Okay, you're going to go and ask the manager, you know?
Yeah.
Isn't
necessarily going to wait until...
You ask him.
Night.
He doesn't actually know where Louise lives. It's the 1920s. They don't really keep employment records for waitresses. So he does tell you that she must live nearby because he remembers her saying it only takes her a few minutes to walk to work. So maybe some of the locals will know. Otherwise, he says she's it's a night off tonight, but she'll be back tomorrow evening. So, sorry, I can't help you further.
Does she ever come in on her off nights? Come in for
not
a drink
like
or whatever.
Remember.
Yeah.
Don't think so.
Are there any apartment blocks nearby?
Lots. This is New York City.
Okay, sorry.
He gives you a description of her and says, sure someone must know, but no, I've never really pried that much. You make idea rolls.
13. That'll be a success.
Okay. As you were sort of coming into the area, you noticed, there were a few restaurants and places scattered over. There was one grocery store nearby, and you kind of think that if this waitress did live nearby, she might be a customer there.
Yeah, try the grocery store first.
You think she's got a second job?
Well, no, she'd probably shop there for food.
Oh. Okay. Good as any. You know, this is starting to already get on my nerves, and all these helpful, well-meaning people that aren't giving us a lick of information is starting to get irritating.
Indeed, boss.
So you wander over to the grocery?
Yeah.
Okay. As you walk in, the man behind the counter looks up at you. What can I get you, sirs?
Info. We're looking for somebody.
Okay. I'm a grocery store.
Just what? Somebody who probably comes in here and give the description of the woman.
Mm-hmm. And you also have the name.
Yeah.
You did get the full name. It's Louise Mifflin. But,
Mifflin.
He looks a bit suspicious at two large gentlemen asking after a woman. And why should I tell you this?
Don't intend her any harm. Just need to know what she might have seen last night. Trying to find some bad guys.
Fast talk or persuade?
Okay.
I think they've got persuade down on these character sheets as all rate.
And passed. Fast talk of 35, rolled a 15. Yeah.
Okay.
Woohoo!
He gives you directions to her apartment.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
Nods at you as you leave.
Head out and head towards the apartment. I take it we've got the brothers with us in the car.
They're kind of following you around. They're like, they'll stay in the car if you want them to. They'll come with you. They'll do as you tell them. So, and I'm going to assume they stay in the car. Watch unless you say otherwise.
Yeah, when we're doing interviews or talking to people, it's...
We don't need the other two.
Yeah.
Okay, so for the purposes of moving this along, I'm going to sort of just skip between things and maybe move things along a bit more quickly. So we'll say you go to Louise's apartment. Does she have any objections?
No.
Nope, that would be the next step.
Okay, yes. Knock on the door, and a young woman answers. Hello?
Miss Mifflin?
Yes.
Hello, my name
is Brian. What's this about?
Just Hello? Wanted to ask a couple of questions, miss. Did you see the Booker Brothers last night?
Yes, I did.
Were they with anybody else that you saw at all?
She sort of thinks a bit. Now that you mention it, yes. See, they left without paying. But I think they might have been following these two other gentlemen.
Anybody you ever recognized?
I've never seen them before, but they were foreigners. They were also at a table of mine, and they also didn't pay. Phew, it was a terrible night. Well,
what sort of foreigners?
I don't know, European? Funny accents. French, maybe? I don't know.
Okay. And so these...
Both had dark suits.
Yeah. And so the foreigners left, and then it looked like the Bookers were tailing them?
Well, if I had to make a guess, I'd say... it's what you guys do, don't you?
Occasionally. Did they go out the front or the back?
Oh, they went out the back, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't follow them, but then, poor young poor young Billy found the bodies. Can't have been more than 10 minutes later.
Okay. Do you remember at all what time it was that you had seen either them leaving or note the time whenever the kid found them?
Yes, I do. It was around 10 o'clock, I remember, because my shift was ending soon, so.
And that was which, when the kid found them or when they left?
Sorry, just a second. I got very confused with my PDF here. I got that slightly wrong. We just retcon what I said. She recalls that when they got up and left, less than a minute later, the busboy found them and came in screaming.
Less than a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was around 10 that she saw them get up and leave?
Yes. Yep. But, what happened out there? I didn't see anything. They kept me away. Said it wasn't something I should be seeing.
From the descriptions, they were right.
Well,
no one can do that blood damage in less than a minute, and there'd not be any blood.
Yeah.
Are you saying this in front of her?
Well, I.
Yeah.
Okay. She just, her eyes go wide. And
thank you for your time, miss.
You're sure
give her like a couple of dollars.
Okay. Oh, well. Thank you.
To cover your being shorted last night.
Well, I hope you get the bastards.
Make sure to make a note if you happen to see any other foreigners that might remind you of the other ones who. These people are coming in and just killing people. We need to know about them. Make it worth your while. So, just keep your eyes open.
Well, maybe I don't want to, but sure, I'll let you know. I know how to contact you guys. She closes the door.
Less than a minute means the body can't have been moved.
Yeah. They had like a big truck out back with a vacuum pump to suck out their blood? That doesn't seem right. More like it was a trap and they had a bunch of painter's tarps laying around waiting for them.
Do you know of any European groups trying to push in? Excuse me.
I'm not sure. There's so many wannabes that hard to keep track anymore.
Have we heard of any European groups trying to nosy in our territory?
You failed your no rolls earlier, but I'll say it's jogged your mind enough. You know, all this mention of European groups. You seem to recall that this new group that's been pushing into your territory is possibly from somewhere in Eastern Europe. You're not really sure more than that. Europe's a long way away and very strange anyway, so.
I was in Europe. For the war.
Ah, well, okay, fair enough.
Well, you think, should we try to find where this European group hang out?
Yeah, at least we have something to go on and some basic descriptions of these guys.
I'm going to make... I'm not going to make you make a no roll, but I'm going to say this is common knowledge, especially for you guys. You would have contacts within the police who would be able to tell you something about their investigation. You also know that all murder victims from this area would end up at the Watterson Memorial Hospital morgue. You might be able to figure out something more from someone at one of those two places.
Well, shall we go and...
The morgue's not actually that far away.
Well, shall we head to the morgue first, since it's nearby?
Yeah, and go ahead and take a look at him on the slab and see if there's anything that points us in the right direction.
Okay. So you can find the morgue quite easily within the hospital, but you are greeted by a young nurse stationed at the front, and she says, yes, can I help you?
We need to have a look at a friend.
Are you medical staff?
No, we're just... We had heard about this horrible accident to a couple of friends of ours and just needed to find out whether we were given a just a story or if it's actually the way it is.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't slip a five across
the table.
Okay. Looks at the banknote and says, let me go and get the coroner. And gets up, taking the money, goes off, returns with a man in a white lab coat. Yes, how can I help you? I'm the coroner. I'm not going to tell you his name.
We need to have a look at a couple of your popsicles.
I see. Well, that's most irregular.
I'm not going to mess with them. Just need to have a look.
I just open my jacket just slowly and the holster of my gun's there. I'm standing behind him.
Okay.
I was standing behind Brian.
Do you have a... Really, is there an intimidate skill?
No, there isn't.
Not in this edition.
Well, you are... Let's see. Strength 15, size 15. I'm going to say, okay, yeah, he Be my guest. And he'll, you want to look at the bodies? I take it you're here about the Booker brothers?
That would be correct.
Okay, well,
I heard some, odd stories about what their condition looked like, and we just need to confirm.
He looks down on a chart, and they're in examination room 3, just down the corridor. I think it was. He looks down at the chart again. Yes, Dr. Brace signed the autopsy report. So, not my case, but he just gestures down the hallway.
All right, thank you.
head down there.
Okay. So, yep. So you find the room mentioned and open the door. And there are two tables. There are sheets covering what you assume are two bodies.
Walk up and lift back the sheets.
Sanity roll.
Woohoo! Failed 81.
Okay. And passed.
Zero if you pass, 1d3 if you fail.
Okay, cool. Lose one.
Okay. So, did you uncover just one or both?
I would have done both at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Tell him to come in then. And
okay.
If you can invite him in.
Oh, it's John rocked up.
Yeah, this is Murph. But
Murph.
Ah, Murph. Oh,
he's
Murph.
He's kind of popped in and said that he can join. He'll be a few minutes yet.
Okay,
he just
sure.
wanted to pop in and give me a heads up. So that gives you time to pick out a character for him.
Yep. That's...
We can play one of the brothers.
I think I might give him another character and we can keep the brothers for
okay. Yeah. For backup.
Yep. Okay, so you uncover one and the body is it's absolutely chalk white. It's almost translucent. There's a big gaping chest wound. It's just filled with. Do any of you have any medical skill at all?
I got first aid.
No. I mean, you will have seen dead bodies before, mm-hmm. and Gary, your character was in the war, so you would have seen.
Yeah, I was a rifleman in
guts.
The war.
All the internal organs are shriveled and dry. The heads are mostly severed, so just on one side, it's held on by just a tiny sliver of tendon and muscle. Do you want to make spot hidden rolls?
68, fail.
Passed. 20 out of 60.
Make a sanity roll if you passed.
Woohoo, I failed.
And 94, no.
Oh, wonderful. Because as you look into the corpse's eyes, you are just hit by this absolutely horrific sight. They're not the dull, unseen eyes of the dead. I'm going to say this is Frank Booker's eyes, you see the focus light of intelligence looking back at you, and it's this is worth 1d10 points as you realize the eyes of the corpse are following you.
I'm glad. Wow. I didn't notice it.
You want me to roll the san or you?
You roll the san.
Okay. 3.
Okay.
So, whew, gonna dodge that one. Then I'm going to step back quickly with a bit of a shout and say, take a look at Frank there and tell me if you see anything particularly odd about his face. Look at his eyes, man. That's
I'll look close at his face. Look at his eyes.
Oh, wonderful. Sanity roll.
He's looking at us, man. He was looking at me.
94.
You both roll 94. That's wonderful. 1d10.
4. Just.
Yep. There you go. They are looking at you.
My God.
It's
he's alive.
You're seeing it too, right? I'm not just going squirrely. You're seeing it too.
He's alive. How can he still be alive?
I don't know.
His body looks like it's totally drained of blood. I'll look at the other one. The other brother.
Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah.
If someone could speak to you just with their kind of their eyes, this is someone who is in agonizing pain and just intense agony.
I pull out my gun and put it to their heads, one of their heads. I nod to O'Reilly to keep an eye on the door. Then I will.
Okay. How in the hell did a doctor miss that in an autopsy?
I'll shoot one, then I'll shoot the other.
Okay, so two gunshots ring out.
What the? You couldn't have taken out a knife to?
Don't carry knives.
Carol, make another spot hidden.
Me? Harold?
Yep.
52 success.
You've blasted off half of this, the head of this body. The eyes are still moving.
He's still alive.
And the coroner that you saw earlier comes running down the corridor, bursts in. What in the name of God are you doing?
I'm going to pick up the head and hold it out to the doctor and say, look at this carefully. Do you have a theory of how this was missed?
Okay, I'm going to have to make a sanity check for the good doctor.
They just send the NPCs mad.
Yeah, I'll just say he's got a sanity of that. He fails. He then takes. Ah! His eyes go wide and he drops unconscious. He faints on the spot.
We're made of sterner stuff.
We're having difficulties adding mirth to this call.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to set the scene, you are standing in a morgue. There is a unconscious coroner on the floor. You have two dead bodies. Still alive with their brains blown out.
That's fine.
So the 5-minute quick brief was that you were called into the boss, or Dan and Gary's characters were. There was a murder last night of the Booker brothers. They did a bit of tracking down. I'll let their characters bring you up to speed on the exact details. They've just found the characters. They've just found these two dead Booker brothers in the hospital morgue, where they've made the horrific discovery that these corpses are still alive.
Great. I am there as well, or
I'm going to say you are not there yet. I'll introduce you. Actually, you are the lawyer. I'm going to have you sent.
Thank you for that.
So they've just caused a bit of an altercation in the morgue. So,
who is Dutch Schultz?
The boss.
He is the boss.
He's the boss man. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dan. Are we up again?
Yes.
Ready? Okay. Do you want to? How are we going to do this? Do you guys want to? Let's bring Merce's character into this. So, what I'm getting Is there anything that Harold and I've forgotten Brian? Is that your character's name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything that Harold and Brian want to do right now in the, you know, the immediate present?
No. Since the coroner guy passed out, I'm thinking just pull him out of the doorway so that way we can get past, and we need to take we need to at least take one of the brothers with us to as proof of what we're talking about. No one's going to believe this.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel bad about leaving one of them here, though. I mean, it's nobody deserves this. Look at this.
Poor bastards are still alive.
You remember that the Vinny and Vito are outside in the car. They might be able to help you right now.
I'll go and get Vinny and Vito.
Yeah.
Okay. What I say, if you want to move the bodies, there are body bags. You can
close them up in bags and then drop them in the trunk.
Don't make an idea roll. This is convenient for purposes of plot. You think that if you make a call to the boss, he might be able to send out someone to help you clean up this situation.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So
okay. So while I'm going to say while you are organizing that, Toby, you get a call from the boss, and he's furious. He just says, "Get down to the hospital. Get down to Watson Memorial Hospital morgue. Sort out those idiots. I don't know what they've done, but they've caused some trouble. Just make sure." Make sure none of this gets back to me. And he hangs up.
And are we in New York?
You are Chicago? In New York.
Okay. Yep. I saw Columbia, so I wasn't sure. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. So, let's fast forward a bit, and we'll say that Toby has arrived at the scene. You've moved the bodies into the vehicle you had. There's a group of basically family, you know, organization cleaners that have arrived with Toby, and they've gone down into the morgue to sort that situation out. And Toby is now standing in front of Harold and Brian.
What the fuck, guys?
You're not gonna believe this.
That's sure. All I know is that I got a call from the man, and he's pissed.
Yeah, well, that's understandable, but I think this is some really weird shit that we're dealing with now. So let me just show you a little something.
I'll unzip the body bag and open it up.
Take a good look at his face and tell me if you see anything unusual.
See a dead guy. We've seen hundreds of dead guys. What's the fucking point?
Look closer.
Okay, what am I supposed to see?
Look him in the eyes.
So what you see well, what was the someone has blown the skull out of the brain off of this corpse. It's a completely white. The skin is completely white, almost translucent. You can't see the rest of the body because he's just uncovered the head. But he brings your attention down to the eyes of the corpse. You make a sanity roll.
Already, huh? I fail.
Did you happen to roll a 94? That's what the other.
I rolled an 89, so.
That'll be 1d10 points of sanity as you realize the eyes of this corpse are alive, they have intelligence, and they are looking directly at you.
Please tell me I started with my full sanity.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I lost 7.
Okay. Ooh, boy.
Oh, yes, listen, Murph, insane.
That's the magic number. Yeah, that's...
Let's have a look what I'm going to do for this. Yes, idea. Check, of course. Do you make that?
I'm sorry?
Idea check?
Oh, my idea. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I apologize. Where in the hell is my idea?
You have to calculate it. The end time is 5.
I think it would be 80, wouldn't it, for 16?
Yes, I'm good. I'm good. I pass. 56.
You pass. Okay, good. So...
That means you understand the horror, so...
Yeah.
I'm going to... The way I'm going to play this is that I'm not going to tell you what your insanity is yet, because it hasn't come into effect. So you are shaken. Deeply shaken.
Deeply shaken. Yeah, 7 points shaken. What the fuck is going on?
That's what we're wondering, smart
guy. I'm reaching for my gun now. Do I have a gun? I don't know. Yeah, I do. I have 32 automatic. Yeah. I'm just going to start pulling it out. Somebody restrain me, please.
No.
As soon as he reaches for his gun, I grab his hand.
No. We already tried that.
What the hell did you guys do?
We didn't do anything. We came here to take a look at the bodies and...
Yeah. Dutch is going to kill us all. That's all I can say. So, okay, what are we doing with the bodies? What the fuck are you? Why the fuck do you want these? You don't want fucking weird sex slaves? What the hell's what's wrong with you fuckers?
I certainly. This is some weird crap, and if we try and tell anybody about this weird crap, they're gonna throw us in a bug house. So we're taking them with us as proof.
You're taking them with us? Are you fucking nuts? I'm not getting in a car with that motherfucker.
I'll be in the trunk.
Put them in the incinerator or something. Let's burn their asses. Burn them. That sounds good.
They're still alive. We want to know why.
He's got half a head! How can that be alive?
He was dead before I shot him.
So he's dead? Are you seriously telling me you guys, hired men, made guys, are scared of killing something? Let's kill it again and be done with it.
How can you kill it? I open up the rest of the body so you can see the damage caused to him.
That'll be another Senro.
I'm not used to this kind of thing already. No.
This is paybacks for the headshot and no man's
because
land.
Because of the previous sand loss, I just lost my sand roll.
That'd be 1d3.
Do I make an idea or?
No.
Just fucking deal with that. Okay.
Just d3.
Oh, I only lost one though. So
there's a gaping hole in the body, and all the internal organs are shriveled and dry.
And this happened in a minute.
What the fuck is wrong? You guys are fucking sick. You guys are fucking sick. That's what this is. You're fucking sick. What year is this, by the way? I'm sorry, out of character.
29.
Fuck. You guys are fucking gross. You're fucking problems.
No.
Guys, problems.
The European mob guys who did this to him. Them.
Wait, repeat that last part again real slow.
European mob guys.
From what
newcomers we don't know these? Yet.
Oh, fucking shit. So not only do we have some fucking psycho, crazy, fuck-up shit that you guys caused, but now, on top of that, you potentially killed made men. That's fucking awesome. I'm so fucking happy. This day's getting
better. No.
What the hell are you talking about?
We didn't kill them.
Toby, make a so you know some of the background of this. You know that you know, obviously you're the main mob lawyer for this particular group. So you're aware of the killing of the Booker brothers was done by a rival group, and you actually know a bit more than these guys because you've been sort of working behind the scenes trying to counter them. So you know the following, that the new organization that's come into town seems to be a Romanian group, and it's led by a man named Rolanov Tepes. And basically, in the 4 months that they've been on the town, they've taken over a significant amount of the Dutchman's territory. Dutch Schultz, that is. You've been sort of having quite a few sleepless nights because of all the shit this is causing.
All right, I apologize for not knowing enough of the backstory. Sorry, I'm making notes so I don't forget the pertinent parts. Okay, so these are the new. Okay, well, Okay, you guys carry them out of here. Sure, that's great. I'm gonna stand over here in a corner. Weep, Mama.
Yeah, we put them into the boot.
Okay.
Are we already outside, or were we in the basement, or something?
I'm hoping we were having this conversation.
I'm gonna say that was a conversation in an alleyway.
Okay. So they were already in the boot.
Yeah. Okay. The cleaners are on the scene. They kind of, well, they're not exactly used to this particular situation, but they deal with dead bodies all the time. Now, I want to finish this scenario in the next hour, so if no one minds, I'm gonna take some liberties and just move things along a bit, plot direction-wise. So, unless there's anything you desperately as characters want to do now, I'm going to say... What's your immediate plan for the bodies?
I'm still good for burning them, personally.
Are you going to show them to anyone in the organization? You know, you originally wanted them for.
I'm kind of okay. Having fun with this.
I guess we should. I'll call Dutch and see what he wants to do. If he wants to see this crazy shit and tell him that they're out of the hospital or whatever, and this might explain why he's lost so much ground over so much time, such a okay, small time.
Yeah.
How are you going to describe that to him? In fact, okay, we'll put you on the phone with him. So, Toby, is that you?
Yeah, it's me, boss.
The fuck's going on?
You know, this is one of those fucking situations that you can't really describe. You're just going to have to take my word that this is fucking weird. And B, I've got a pretty good explanation to why we're losing to them fucking Romanians so bad.
Go on.
Well, it's some fucking otherworldly shit. That's what it is. Some goddamn Satan worshipping who knows what fuck shit going on. That's all I can tell you. I don't have real answers there. I got the evidence of it, but that's about fucking it.
Have you gone completely insane? I sent actually, you in to I sort might. This situation out.
Yeah. Okay, to sort this fucking situation out, we're going to need a priest, maybe a rabbi. Any other fucking voodoo hoodoo bitch from fucking Harlem you can find. Anything. I don't know. I can't sort out this shit. Okay? I can get the bodies gone. I can do whatever. But this shit is otherworldly shit. Okay? You don't pay me enough for this shit. And you pay me a lot.
Is this the way you're talking to the head of a crime organization?
I just okay. failed two sand rolls, man.
Okay.
I just failed two sand rolls. Like, I mean, what else? I Toby? Just lost 8 points of sand in, like, 2 minutes.
Okay.
Brian, get do you back, want to take over
the Get case? Back here. I want a report of what's going on. And he hangs up the phone.
Yeah, sure.
Let's show him how weird this is.
Hey, guys.
He's not going to believe a damn thing.
He's going to kill me as soon as I get there. I realize that. But, you know, at this point, who fucking cares? Let's go.
So, for the purposes of moving this along, I'm gonna let me know if anything that I say you would want to do differently. But I'm going to say you take the bodies back to some kind of company warehouse somewhere. The boss meets you. You show him the body.
The bodies, yep.
Pointing out the choice bits.
Sure, okay.
Staying in a corner.
09. He is as solid as a rock.
That's why he's boss.
He has a kind of inscrutable expression on his face. You might
see,
be
boss,
right about
these
a
poor
priest.
Bastards are still alive.
Okay.
Otherworldly shit. Where's the priest?
I'm going to need to think about this. Okay. And
the bookers here were followed two of the Romanians out of a restaurant. 1 minute later, they were found like this. 1 minute.
So you have a bit of a debrief, and you explain everything, and the boss basically says, "Look, whatever it takes, this is an offense to God. I mean, this just isn't right. I want you to kill these sons of bitches, kill them all, especially this Tepez."
We can purify with fire.
I was thinking the same thing.
I think fire.
So, Brian, funnily enough, your uncle is a priest.
Oh.
Are you aware of that from your character background? No, you're not. But make an idea roll.
Okay. And 95, no.
I'm gonna say that you won't have that idea, but you haven't been a particularly devout man recently, but after the stuff you've seen today.
I might have a connection. Give me a little time. I'm going to see what I can find out, and I will be back, because this is... We need more resources than our usual. But I like your fire idea. We're sticking with that. That's plan A.
Please hurry back.
I'm
going to
head out and
find
a...
I don't want to be here with these things.
Gothic. Looking church.
Right. Okay. Biggest yep. Fucking so churchy. you yeah. go and you meet your uncle at the Church of the Sacred Heart. What are you going to say to him?
Hey, Uncle Dom. Yeah, been a little while. So, I got something
weird I need help with.
Could use some help. It's you got a few minutes? It's
of course, a couple blocks away for you. Yes.
Come and walk with me.
It's
something I need to show you. Explaining won't be any good. Just trust me.
So you're gonna bring him back to show him the body. Okay. Okay, that works. So you bring the father up, so you have a sort of chat on the way. He knows what you do, so you know, it's not a particularly big secret, and he talks about God and the redemptive power and all that nonsense, and eventually you get back to where the bodies are. You're going to show him?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the corner gibbering prayers.
The first big surprise is that he doesn't look that surprised. He just
that they're alive
sits
in
down,
there?
Turns to you and says, Brian?
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, you're my brother's son, and I love you like my own. So
you can help, right?
I think I might be able to. There are.
Oh, good.
There are things out there that, well, they don't teach you about in the seminary.
Like special correspondence courses, or.
I think I still remember the Apostles' Creed from Sunday school. Would that help?
We need to find who did this and make sure they don't do it to anybody else and put these poor buggers out of their apparent misery.
He turns
thinking
to
burning them. Do you think that would do it?
No. He turns to let's say is Gary's character still there? God, I should remember.
Yeah,
their
I'm
names.
Still there.
I had them all written down.
Harold
turns to Harold and he says, well, he sees you're a big, strong guy. Break the leg off of that chair.
I'll walk over and break the leg off the chair.
Sharpen the end of that stick.
I'll hand him a knife.
Thank you. I'll sharpen the end of the stick.
He takes the stick. And he goes over to the body, and he finds what appears to be the heart, all shriveled and grey. And he shoves the stake through the heart. Then he gestures for the knife.
Give him the knife.
And
some
he
goddamn Bram Stoker shit here.
Cuts the head off. You know, cuts through the remaining few tendons. And If you're watching this closely, you see that the eyes finally stop moving.
So they're freaking vampires? We kind of
do you doubt
stuff
it after what you've
there?
Seen?
What? Shouldn't vampires be up and like, I don't know, trying to score chicks or something? I mean, what is? They're just dead guys with it. Are looking around. It's a pretty weak.
Actually, it makes perfect sense to me, and I think that's a brilliant idea. So we need a bunch of stakes and machetes, right? Isn't that what the freaking Puerto Ricans use? Machetes.
The father says, "Sunlight. Sunlight will do it. Possibly holy water, but." Stake through the heart, cut off the head, burn the body, and scatter the ashes in water. That's the only way I know of to permanently kill them.
Okay, so the people that did this, do you think they're the more walky vampires? They did this to these two guys in like a minute. They were seen walking out back of the restaurant, and then a minute later they were found like this. So, this was fast. Like, freaky, crazy fast. And no blood anywhere.
Well, if I had to make a guess, he says, whoever did this, yes, they were one of these demons. They would have drained the blood, and then the true abomination against God. What they have to do is they have to share some of their blood with the freshly drained corpse and then imbue it with some of their own power. And then the newly created creature is able to go out and feed by itself. But if they neglected that step to imbue it with some of their own power, then they would have been trapped in this horrific state for all eternity.
Okay. So that means these Romanians that we're after are okay. So it looks like we're going after a swarm of vampires. Is that the right term? A swarm?
Is the Dutch still here? Are Dutch still here?
He is not in the same room. No.
There can't be that many vampires.
Okay, well, we can discuss this later, I guess. But no offense, but I mean, we're about to go headfirst into hell, so I don't particularly want to wait around contemplating it. Let's just get this shit over with.
Hey, Toby, do you know where these Romanian mob were they hang out?
Would I know that?
Would I have you an idea? You do, actually. You know this. You know that Rolinov Tepes lives in the Empire Hotel. He actually, the organization owns the hotel, and he lives in the penthouse suite on the 34th floor of the Empire Hotel.
Yeah, I know where he is. I know where the son of a bitch is. Unfortunately, he's on the top floor of the Empire, but we'll get there. And past an entire family, and then cut his fucking head off. That's easy, right? We can do that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Indeed, we can.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you'd have to be in a building that would be really difficult to actually get to just burn the whole thing down.
So we need some gasoline or some kerosene.
We'd need to have a whole gas truck plow into the lobby.
Father, there's something like this. You know, you hear stories of that holy water stuff. Does that help?
You have another body, don't you?
Yes.
Yep.
Well, it's a bit unconventional, but let's see what happens. And he goes away and he finds some water and begins to bless it. A few moments later, he'll come and give it to you. Well, have a go.
Okay, I pour out my body.
It starts to sizzle like acid.
So we need water guns with holy water.
We need someone to invent water guns, I think.
Oh, no. There's water guns in 1920. I just found one.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. They're on eBay for $20.
Nice.
I'll grab the stake and stake the heart.
Yeah.
Of the other one. Okay. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, we want to.
And then grab the knife and cut off the rest of his head.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, all right. We need to invest in some good big knives and some, make some more steaks. Uncle Dom, can you, do a barrel full of water at a time?
Actually, anybody can bless water to make it holy water. You don't have to be a priest. Just out of character. Sorry. Little tidbit of info.
Oh.
So, you remember that the boss said that he would basically give you the full organization support. So, anything you could conceivably, that a 1929 mob boss could get his hands on, I'm going to say you have access to now.
Can I get a Tommy gun?
Yes.
Cool.
I want a.
Do you know how to use a Tommy gun? That's another thing. But
no.
No.
I suppose you don't really need to, do you?
Right. Pull the trigger.
It's point and click.
I want a one of those pressurized water fire extinguishers. You know that fill up with
water.
Big,
the awesome big brass ones, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the big brass ones. And I want a few of those.
Is that like a is that a portable thing? Is that a
Yeah. Well, they have all sizes, from portable to on a fucking cart that a horse
trolleys. It's the old version of the fire extinguisher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It has a pump in it on the top that you actually pump it up.
I'm gonna say you can get hold of them, you know, it would take a few hours.
Big knives.
Mm-hmm.
Machetes.
Okay. It's getting towards sunset now.
Can we wait till tomorrow? Do it in the daytime?
No, because they're going to go after more of our people. We have to go now.
Oh, fucking hell. Okay.
Well, Toby, make an idea roll. Or make a no roll. I'm going to say you just disagree with that. You know that that's not necessarily the case.
Okay. I disagree with you. That's not necessarily the case. Sorry.
You guys are the boss.
Yeah.
You guys are the boss. I mean, do you want to go tonight or tomorrow morning?
Personally, if daylight's a bad thing for them, I'd kind of prefer to go in the daytime. Then as we go in, we can, I don't know, knock out some windows and tear down drapes and...
Of course, we could firebomb the lobby tonight. No, because then they'd all leave tomorrow by the time we got there. I don't know. I'll do whatever you want to do. I just want them dead.
Yeah. Well, it's not like this is something... any of us have any experience with. Can we get hold of a truck that delivers like gasoline or kerosene or something? Just drive it into the lobby and blow it up?
We can get a heating oil truck.
I'm going to say you would not be able to do that, you know, in less than a few days. I mean, that it would be possible, but not, you don't have immediate access to that.
Okay.
And also,
that's the nice thing about playing a gangster is we don't care.
Yeah. Blowing up a lobby wouldn't help us because they'll just move house.
Well, unless they have to come down a big building. Or we can just not blow it up. We can just flood it with holy water. You know what we could do? We could get to the roof, bless the entire rooftop water tank, and then bust it so that it drains from the top down straight into their penthouse.
Why don't we wait till morning and then pay them a visit?
I'm fine with that, too.
Okay, we're going to try and rest this night.
Yeah, this is just the weirdest.
I'm resting with a Tommy gun by the side of my bed and a steak on the other side.
So you'll get a relatively restful night.
Relatively. Somehow.
Except for Toby, you cannot sleep. And you are incredibly tired come the morning. So much so, I'm going to say you have a minus 10% to all your skill checks.
Ooh, okay, good.
Okay, what time do you want to start? What time are you going to wake up? Put your plan
into action. Before dawn, I guess.
Okay.
So we can get as much daylight as we can out of this.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, yep. Sounds good to me. Let's go kill some monsters, I suppose. This is just weird.
It's very surreal, isn't it?
I'm going to ask my uncle if he's interested in joining in and destroying these things.
He very politely declines. And
says, is there a church nearby?
How near are you? Are you saying like next door or something? Or
As we're going past to go to the Empire, do we see any churches near there?
I'm sure you do.
Okay. I was just thinking what we should do is, if it all goes south, let's meet at the nearest church.
I like that. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Toby? Okay.
No, yeah, that's fine.
Who are you taking with you?
As many mob enforcers as I can get my hands on to before they get their picks.
We got the brothers with us.
Everybody? This is fucking war, right? Everybody. That's who's with us.
Okay. I say, so there's Brian, Toby, Harold. You've got the brothers, Vito and Vinny. What do you want to do? Fill up another four cars with gangsters?
Whatever we can. It's
everything we can get. I want them packed in like clowns.
Okay. Sure, why not?
Trunks full of gasoline, holy water, and ammunition.
Let's just don't fail those drive rules.
Which, that would be shitty.
Okay. The Dutchman comes to you before you leave and says, I've had a chat with the captain, police captain. You've got that entire block to yourselves.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
Thank you very much. We're gonna go kill some monsters now, boss. Are you sure you don't want to come?
Tempting, but no.
Should be fun. I mean, I didn't sleep at all, but you know, should still be fun.
Go and kill that.
Toby, you're gonna get yourself blooded in this.
Funny. I've killed more people with a pen than you've killed with a bullet. I can tell you that much.
Well, now you can do it the fun way. With a machete.
Exactly.
All right.
The personal way.
The hazing ritual begins. Let's go before I have you all killed.
We head to the Empire.
Okay.
Yep.
So how are you going to do this? What's your plan?
Floor by floor? Don't know what else to do.
I think the easiest way to be able to tell it is would be using the water and sunlight. So, I mean, I don't know.
Can I get a hold of a plane?
Run across somebody, give them a quick splash and see if they,
We could fly a plane straight into the penthouse.
And then have one of our guys coming up from the bottom.
Why don't we start from the top and work our way down?
Well, we have to get to the top. That's the problem.
Yeah.
There's a lift.
They own the hotel. They're going to notice, you know, 50 dudes heavily armed carrying fucking fire extinguishers, gasoline, and ammunition going up their elevators.
Wooden stakes and machetes.
This is their head base. This is obvious, you know? We can't do that. We're going to have to just go in blazing glory, you know?
Okay, and we'll send a car to the back door as well. A couple of cars to cover the back entrances and exits.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You can do that.
Okay.
You going to walk in the front door?
Yeah, we're going to... I'm taking a bunch of dudes and going through the front door. To hell with it. We're armed. We're all armed with freaking holy water blessed freaking fire extinguishers.
Are you going to
an ammunition?
You're going to walk in with your weapons out or concealed?
Concealed.
Okay. The weapons are concealed, but we all do have these very large fire.
Yeah.
Okay. So okay, you walk into
strap
the
across the shoulder. Yeah.
Right.
Walk into the lobby. It's there are some pillars in the middle of the room. There's a reception off to the side. There are a few people milling around. I mean, they look like just hotel guests. And how many of you are walking in? Give me a rough idea of numbers.
Well, we had some guys go back around the back.
300?
You said 40 dudes, right? So
I guess I say you have about 30.
30.
Yeah.
So
because I don't see any reason you wouldn't.
Right. Can we split it? Like half went around the back and half was coming in the front?
So us 3 and 15.
Yeah, us 3 and 15 to the front.
Okay. So as you walk in...
don't forget the fire extinguishers. That's the best part.
By the way, I'm not carrying a fire extinguisher.
Some people milling around just they start to back away. They look slightly alarmed. There are you can tell that there are two guards and they're in the lobby. One's behind the desk, and one is standing by the elevator. And so, they both stand up. They look at you, eyes wide, and they reach for their pockets.
I lift up my Tommy gun and shoot.
Okay, what's base for Tommy gun?
It'd be machine gun, so 25?
Yeah, roll. Go on. See how you do.
And I'm putting 10 bullets, so what does that give me?
Oh, Christ.
That's plus 5% per bullet?
Yeah, plus 5 per bullet.
Yeah, okay. 64, so that will be a success.
Okay. So you, which one are you going for? The guard by the desk or the guard by the elevator?
By the desk.
Okay.
Don't you have to, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
What happens? What are you going to say?
No. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say you pull out a Tommy gun and you unload enough bullets into him that he drops to the ground. I can't think of a sensible way to do this now. We could just go into dex order, but this is, I'm going to play this a bit more cinematic. So, you guys all have dexes of 11, is that right? I'm just looking at your character sheets here.
Okay,
yep.
Good. So I'll say you can do that. Yeah. So you just, a stream of bullets fly out and, this guard falls over dead. The one by the elevator has pulled out his gun and starts wildly firing just into the crowd of people that have just entered. Let's see if he does anything. Oh yes, he gets a 0-7. Why? I'm going to do it this way. Each of you make a luck roll.
Oh, Lord.
Actually,
get
3-0-3.
Oh, I rolled a 1. G'day.
You're better than me.
Just barely.
Fast.
What do you get? What's your number?
Oh, I got a 21 out of 50.
Okay, let's see if the crowd of other people that I'm just amalgamating into one NPC for this beats you. No, they do not beat you. So it hits someone in the crowd and you hear someone cry out behind you and he drops to the ground. I will let either Brian or Harold, no, Harold's already gone. I'll let Brian or Toby take an action now.
I guess I'm closer, so I'll shoot him first with the 32 and then next round or end of this round with the fire hydrant in my, or extinguisher that's in the other. I'll just spray him with that. Just to see which one does which.
Make a roll.
Make a roll. And I suck at this right now because I'm hurting. I fail.
Okay, you miss. I'm going to say, how much do you miss by?
40.
Yeah, you hit one of the hotel guests.
Okay. I'm fine with that, too.
Well, if you're Tommy Guns, you should hit the floor. I mean, that's...
Yeah. If you stay in a crazy Romanian's fucking hotel, you should expect to die.
Are you going to take an action?
And I am going to start up on the extinguisher now and just kind of do short little squirts, blasts at basically everyone around that, just to find out who is who. Because I'm assuming that, including the ones that we've already shot, I'm just going to do a quick little pssst and just to see if it sizzles or not. And if it does, then we know we have to do more work.
This would be a great comedy. Like, I mean, you just walk in, guns start firing, and you start spraying people with water. That is wonderful. So you're doing that. In the meantime, the other people that you've entered with, they all open up on this guard, and he just crumples to the ground in a hail of bullets. It's about five bullets hit him simultaneously, and everyone else is on the floor, either whimpering or cowering or dead.
Okay, and I'll shout out, spray them all! Just to see, because like Dan said, we got to find out which was which. There might be one in hiding down there.
Yeah,
somebody who looks like a guest. So I'm
just end up with a whole load of wet hotel guests.
That's fine.
And they are scared shitless and absolutely confused.
That's fine.
just like us. It's okay.
Brilliant. Okay. Right. So there's about 20 to 30 armed mobsters in this hotel lobby standing over wet people and dead people.
Did any of the...
No.
Nerds or anything sizzle? Okay.
No.
All right, so let's all take all the elevators and the service elevator.
There is one elevator.
What? 34 floors and there's one elevator?
Yep. There are stairs. There's and one
a
elevator.
A hell of a queue normally to line up to get into
the elevator.
It's a really big elevator. It's a quarter of the building.
I say it's a big elevator. You can probably fit 8 people in at a time.
Well, let's take us and then, five other dudes with us. Everybody else starts storming the stairs.
Okay.
Stairs.
So where are you going? Where are you going?
We're heading to the top.
34.
The top. Okay. So there's one of those little keyholes that you need to, sort of put in a key and uncover.
Okay, so I'll go back out and then search one of the guards.
You easily dig it out of the guard by the elevator, and it's a nice shiny key.
Dig it out of the guard. It was hit by a bullet.
You're on your way up. Okay. So I'm going to say
there's weird interlude where there's a bunch of gangsters in an elevator, armed to the teeth, carrying fucking fire extinguishers, and there's the little... Everybody's just nodding their head.
Standing there silently.
All right, let's kill these fuckers.
Okay, the elevator doors open and you're in a small lobby. You see to the right of you, it's the stairs that are now leading down, and if you poke your head out, you hear some people running up the stairs. They may be about, halfway up by now.
Let's step out into the lobby.
Mm-hmm. There
I'll
is...
And I'm going to prop
the
open
other side.
The door to the stairwell because it very well might be locked from the other side for security. So I'm going to prop it open, stick something in there so that way they can get in.
So there is a rather large, elaborate set of double doors that you assume leads into the penthouse.
But there's no one else in the hallway.
There is no one else in the hallway.
Okay.
I was really expecting a hail of bullets as soon as our elevator doors opened.
Actually. I guess vampires don't eat bullet or don't use guns. I don't know. Anyway, so let's just let's make the five guys burst through the door.
Mm-hmm.
This is the brilliance about having NPCs, disposable ones.
they go in first.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, boys. The honor and glory to be the first ones into the fray.
One of them walks up and tries to kick down the door, and he kicks down the door. He smashes open the door and steps in. And let's see what happens here. Okay, that's very good. Yep. Okay, so he's hit by a hail of bullets and falls to the ground. The four other NPCs rush into the room. Is that what you've told them to do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they start firing on things. And you hear
really
a bit of a gun battle.
Some grenades while we were planning.
We were more worried about the water, honestly. I literally wasn't in my right mind.
I'll wander up and use the Tommy gun on who if I can see something.
Okay. So you look through the door and you can see four of your guys. They've all sort of taken impromptu cover behind chairs and bits of furniture and are in a sort of pitched gunfight with some of the other guards in the room. You see about five of them all firing. You're going to try and fire on one of these?
Yep, I will fire on one. I'll put five bullets into him, hopefully.
Make a roll.
25.
Okay.
That's a success.
I'm just going to say, yeah, you kill one of them.
I am leaning against the wall outside, just smoking calmly, waiting for backup.
Nice. I can just see the sort of film shot they would use to do that. Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, okay. Me too. I'm going to, duck down and try and get into the room and jump behind some sort of cover.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. So you're trying to enter the room. I'm going to say make a dex sci-fi roll.
Okay.
If not, wasn't that silly?
And a 78, so no. I stumble awkwardly with the weight of this tank on my back.
Someone is going to take a shot at you, and they actually roll a 0-1.
Oh my god!
Is wonderful.
That's Dan's character again.
That's an impale. So that's
yeah.
How's that work? Is it max damage or
it's
double
in
damage?
The standard in the 6.0? It's just you roll the damage twice.
Right.
You roll the damage.
Or you can do double damage or max damage twice. Whatever.
Yeah, it's basically whatever. Yeah.
I say that does 8 points of damage.
Ouch.
Yeah. Let's see. And that's...
You need a con roll.
Yep. And just missed it, so I just slumped to the floor.
Okay. Yep. Well,
don't try and do a Kirk roll with a large metal tank on your back.
I should have given you a penalty to that, but I didn't need to do that. Harold, you see Brian slump to the floor.
Toby, get Brian.
I'll casually lean against away from the wall, poke my head into the stairwell door, and go, "You better hurry up, boys."
What I'm going to do this as I'm going to basically treat the group of NPC guards and the group of your NPC guys as one single character for this. I'm just going to make a roll for each of them to see how well they do in this firefight, because that's the best way. So, okay. Oh no, actually, I'll let one of you roll for them. So, someone make a D100 roll for your guys, and I'll
come
roll
on, Dan. Guys. You can do it.
Yeah. And a 100.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Letting the dead guy roll.
Two of your guys die in a hail of bullets. And
just
now
two?
There's
they shot each other.
That's half of your people in the room. Okay, no, actually 100, fine.
I mean,
yeah, three
100.
Of them.
Yeah,
three of
be...
them drop to the floor. There's now one guy left, and he has about four or five guys shooting at him. He's just pinned down behind a piece of furniture, so they can't really hit him at the moment. So I will let's have say it'll be a few more rounds until everyone else arrives. Harold, do you want to take another shot?
What's the spray rules? Spraying against a group.
Oh, I tell you what, make a roll. We'll see how you do.
Yeah, I would say it's more or less a luck-based thing at that point.
35.
You roll. You end up having to roll, I think, for each bullet or some crazy crap like that. Mm-hmm. It gets really complicated.
Okay. Yep.
I need to say, you are able to hit a few of the guys and sort of, you know, suppress them so they have to duck down and can't really take a shot.
That's my name.
Yeah. I'm going to say one of them, however, is able to return fire at you, but he rolls poorly.
Toby, get him now. Pull him out.
I am a
what
lawyer.
What do you want to do, Toby?
I will actually walk to the edge of the doorway and just stick my hand around with the 32 and just fire off blindly a couple of shots.
Okay, make
There's
a roll.
There's no way I'm going through that door.
Just make a roll.
I rolled a 97.
Yeah, you you hear some windows smashing. Okay. Let's do... So now we have one person left. I'm going to say... I'll just treat him as a single person. He misses. The other bad guys... Oh, They hit, but he's still behind this thing. One of them is going to. So I take it each time, Toby, Harold, you're kind of ducking back behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Then I will wait just a second. So it's your turn.
I pop my head out and shoot.
Okay, as you pop your head out, one of them takes a shot at you. And I'm going to give him a penalty because I think he has some. But he rolls a 14, so you're going to have to take... Jesus. 6 points of damage.
To the face. Hey,
that's not quite half my hit points, so I'm still okay.
Are you going to return fire?
Oh, yes. And I aim for him.
Mm-hmm.
95 with a Tommy gun.
What happens? Does it malfunction? I think for cinematic purposes, I'm going to say your gun jams. And
should have brought two.
It's at this moment that people start to... You can hear them coming up the stairs.
Oh, guys, glad you made it.
I drop the machine nice gun to the floor and pull out my pistol, revolver. Mm-hmm.
So there's a group of slightly winded mobsters coming up the stairs.
And if it's the end of the round, I want to make my second shot because I had an automatic.
Sure, okay.
33. I missed. Shit. Just barely. Almost had it.
So this is now the scene where the SWAT team arrives and they just stream up the stairs. And they all start taking position outside the door. They look to you guys.
Get in there. Kill them all.
Okay, so they run in and in about 30 seconds later, the guns stop firing.
Okay, I want to try to...
I want to peek around and make sure our guys are still standing first.
There are a load of your guys standing around. Just they're sort of going around prodding the dead bodies and.
Okay, guys, spray them all.
I'm gonna first aid Dan's character.
Okay. Make a roll.
24. That's a success.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
So you get 3 points of three hit points back.
Nice. Oh, God, what hit me?
Bullet.
Romanian? I don't know.
So you're in a large sort of general living area. It's a complete mess. Everything's been shot to hell. There are bodies all around, and there are two doors, one on either side of the room from the direction you've come in. So one to your north, one to your south. Yeah, there's a large sort of balcony and bay window. Well, there was a large bay window. There's now little fragments of glass.
Are there curtains over the windows?
No.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so lights just streaming in. Okay.
So let's just pick one and have, instead of splitting us again, let's just all for one at a time. You know what I mean? And we'll just have a couple of guys watching our back for the other side.
North or south?
Oh, somebody chose. North. There you go. North.
Sure. You enter a room. It looks like a sort of sitting room outside of a bedroom, but it's been slightly converted. All the furniture's been pushed to the side, and there are five coffins in this room.
Oh, knives, boys.
And another door leading off to the side.
Water and knives. Water and knives.
Are there windows in this room? Because I feel
this
like
is, this
tearing
is
down
a windowless
curtains.
Room. This oh. this is a the windows have sort of been shuttered up from the outside, but there is some light streaming in from the open door, and it's a bright
I'm thinking,
sunny day.
Let's drag these coffins into the other room with
well,
the light
might,
first.
They might wake up before we get them out of here.
No, just into the light room. Into the room with the light.
I know, but what one if they come alive whenever we're transporting?
One at
before,
a time.
Before we exit the
well,
room.
We've got, you know, a dozen guys watching with...
20.
Weapons. And...
Okay.
Yeah.
Five vampires, they might fuck us up. I'm just saying.
I grab one coffin and drag it out into the room.
Okay, I'm going to say with you know all the help you've got, you can easily drag them out into the living sort of lounge area.
Right.
What are you going to do?
Get ready with a stake and a knife. I'm motioning for one of the guys to open
we'll
one
do
of
one
the
at, yeah. We'll do one,
yep,
at, a
one
time.
At a time.
Yep.
And then we'll have machete and waterman standing by.
I'm
spray,
betting these are going to be
chop,
empty.
Steak.
This,
yeah, I am too.
This is now the end of the scenario, and this will be the kind of the final scene of this little thing. But you drag these coffins one by one into the balcony area. You open them up, and the inhabitants of each coffin start screaming and writhing, and they set on fire, and within a few seconds, each one is reduced to fine dust and powder. You find another room. It's the bedroom off of the room with those five coffins. There are four further coffins in there, three set up on slightly raised pedestals, and one set up on a large golden pedestal. And eventually you pull out the coffin of Rolinov Tepes and introduce him to the daylight.
Good morning!
We'll make sure to collect all of the ash so that we can dump it into the East River later.
And soak it in the water first. Make a nice paste out of it, and then dump that into a bag that we can then dump into the river.
So, yes, you successfully destroyed Rolanov Tepes and his vampire brood.
Cool. Aren't you glad we waited for the daytime?
Shit, right?
Indeed.
It could have been completely different.
this is an interesting little scenario. I took a few liberties to move it along and compress it into a 2-hour time slot. I hope it didn't come off as too cheesy or
something. It was still fun.
Definitely that was fun.
The sort of this final scene, if you go at night, it's a bit of a bloodbath because he's got the dominated human guards as well as all the vampires, and they're deadly in combat. But you go in the daytime, and there's no reason why you wouldn't have access to that many mobsters, if not more. So
I was kind of shocked they were actually in there. I figured with all that noise and stuff.
Yeah,
but it just would make sense that, these coffins are going to be a decoy, and we're actually going to be sleeping in this other room.
Theoretically, they're dead when they're sleeping during the day, so...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they wouldn't actually hear anything going on and whatnot.
Yeah, these kind of vampires are slightly clarified from the rules in the Call of Cthulhu book, but it says they're unable to move when it's daytime, and direct sunlight causes them flame damage every round. So,
poof.
Yep.
Very cool.
We killed the vampire.
We survived.
What's interesting about all these scenarios in this book is that they're kind of designed to be a bit more cinematic, and they're all they're all short scenarios. So it's ideal for this kind of.
I'm sorry, which book is it?
It's Blood Brothers.
This is Blood Brothers. Okay, I knew it sounded familiar, but I wasn't sure.
And I only sort of worked out yesterday that I'd have to run a game today because whoever was going to do it regularly was unfortunately not able to. And I think this kind of fit the bill. Pre-gens and basically a kind of silly pulpy plot, so hopefully it was fun.
No, I had a lot of fun. Thank you very much for letting me join late. I'm sorry about that.
No, thank you for joining, because I was kind of desperate for players towards the end. So.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm glad to have had an extra.
Yeah. Definitely.
Hopefully, if it permits, I might join again in the future. I don't know if I'll be able to, but I would like to.
Yeah.
A lot of times I have family stuff, this early in the morning, and I have kids, so they wake up, and then I have to... I have to go deal with them so my wife doesn't murder me.
I actually just recently finished listening to the Maps game, the Inheritor one.
That was funny ending.
That guy was over the top. That guy was over the top even for me. And that's saying something.
Samuel went out